Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS. Let's get right after this. Amazon Chime adds waiting room capability to further secure your meetings. Oh good, the Chime interface that just got really complex is about to become even more so. Amazon CloudFront announces security recommendations. Is it use Cloudflare? Because otherwise you've got to build an awful lot that Cloudflare gives you for free out of AWS service popsicle sticks. Amazon DocumentDB with MongoDB compatibility supports in-place major version upgrade. Ooh, you can upgrade Amazon Basics MongoDB to MongoDB Atlas? Sign me up then. Amazon EC2 Serial Console now available in additional AWS regions. I could have sworn that this didn't work for Graviton-based instances for a while, but I can't find anything to that effect, so I've got to conclude that my mind is once again playing tricks on me. Good work, AWS. You've gaslit me into doubting myself constantly. AWS Application Composer now supports all 1,000-plus AWS CloudFormation resources. Yes, yes, good job, Application Composer. The real news here is just how many freaking resources CloudFormation knows about. DynamoDB Global Tables is now available in all AWS regions. Oh, they is they? Finally, some truth in labeling as global becomes truly global. Announcing incremental export to S3 for Amazon DynamoDB. Oh, hell yes. This is going to dramatically change how I back a couple of things up, for the better. This is a significant boon to the service. Amazon Bedrock is now generally available. Build and scale generative AI applications with foundation models. Oh, it wasn't already? Sure have been an awful lot of customers using the preview in production, if AWS marketing is to be believed. How to import existing resources into AWS CDK stacks. This is a very well-written post that takes you through the process of doing what it says on the tin. That said, look at how many steps there are and how much manual work there is to pull it off. As a result, the only time people will do something like this is when that resource is freaking important and can't be recreated or moved. That's a condemnation of the CloudFormation / CDK view of the world, incidentally, not the post. Then finally, introducing dual stack and IPv6 only support for Amazon Route 53 Resolver endpoints. If you're on an AWS service team and your service doesn't support these two things, get back to work, please. This is becoming increasingly critical as the IPv4 pricing change draws closer. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm Cloud Economist Corey Quinn. Stick around.